Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome all to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of God. And also all of you right now online, my name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. And we bless the name of the Lord, at least I do, for another beautiful day, another wonderful day that I have enjoyed. And I pray that you all have as well. And I think I'm ready to start on the Word of God right away. How about you? Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, as we love to say, we love you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we thank you very much for all that you have blessed us with. I thank you, Lord, so very much for your love and your kindness, Lord, and also your mercy towards us that abounds every single day. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of us from the smallest things to the greatest. Lord, we love you, and we love to say that we love you, Lord. Lord, as we study your word tonight, I pray that the Holy Spirit will open up our understanding and our minds to comprehend what you are saying. I pray, Lord, that you will equally minister to everyone watching right now online. Thank you, Lord, so very much. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. You know, today I had plans to do a continuation of last Wednesday's message because I was only able to get halfway through my notes, per se, but the Lord had other plans. And so I had to put all of that to the side, and this is what the Lord has for us tonight. It could be that the message here tonight is for every single one of us here tonight. And I'm also going to include all of you right now watching. And I want you to really understand right now the things that are being said and have your hearts open to receive from the Lord. Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Amen. We're going to read a short verse here tonight. In the short verse, there is a lot of things to extract. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Are we all there? All right. Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 6. It says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Amen. By which he made you and I accepted in the beloved. Very short verse. I feel as though I have to read this again because this might have gone over your head. Are we all there? Yeah. Let's read together. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. I'm going to break down this verse right now. And this verse right now is in line with what God has been saying to his people as of late. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Tell me, what is that? I'm going to give you a clue here tonight. The title of tonight's message is The Object of God's Love. Do you know what the object of God's love is? Thank you. Thank you, Sister Helen. It is us. We are objects. Now, not too many people are going to like to hear that. But then if I finish the sentence by saying, we are objects that belong to God, maybe that changes things a little bit. But then if I even add some more, we are objects of love towards God, or that God loves, that just about changes the whole sentence. It is us. God has made us accepted. The Lord has brought you and I into grace and made us objects of this grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, through His Son. You see, many of us have this thought, maybe this mind process, this way of thinking, referring to Christianity. So, I'm just going to refer to everyone who I can see here tonight. Once upon a time, you might have been in a church setting. You might have been maybe somewhere else, at home or in a park or someone's house, and you gave your life to Jesus, right? You gave your life to Jesus. And now you're going to church. Now you are a churchgoer because that's what church people do. And then in church, they teach you to sit down and listen and don't fall asleep. All right, and you try your best at that. Sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed. Then you give your tithe because you're taught to do that. Okay, so you do that. And you think everything is fine. And you think you must do some extracurricular activities like, you know, feed the homeless or pass out, you know, donations toward people or whatever the case, volunteer at a certain place for the betterment of your community. And these are all fine and great things. But I believe the Lord tonight wants every one of us to understand one thing. That it goes beyond religiosity. It goes beyond what the world calls religion. This is relationship, folks. Christianity is relationship. It is a relationship with the real God. And the reason why I say that is because when the Lord looks at you, He loves you to pieces. He really, really, really does. You are the object of His love. And that can be through the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you have accepted. We were made acceptable to Him through the acceptance of the Lord Jesus. The Word of God says, accepted in the Beloved. Now you tell me, who is the Beloved? Is it us? That was kind of a trick question. Thank you. Who said that? Jesus. Thank you, First Lady. And Brother Mike, you see, I got you guys there, right? I did that on purpose. I'm glad everybody is with me. You see here, the Lord Jesus made us accepted in the Beloved. And if you look at the verse, Beloved is capitalized. You see that? It couldn't be us. We're still lowercase. Well, we're always going to be lowercase. God is always going to be uppercase. That'll never change. Let me give you right now an example in Matthew chapter 17. We all know this verse. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. You can go ahead and put it up. While he was still speaking, behold, A bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am very well pleased. Hear him." Amen. And it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have been accepted. You see, the ultimate goal of God's elect, and we are God's elect, is that believers will be the praise of his glorious grace. And this is God's intent for all of us. We are to be God's trophy, so to speak. If that, it's bigger than a trophy. It's bigger than a grand trophy. It goes beyond than a masterpiece. This is us, the praise of his glorious grace. There are many things that I am, well, maybe not many things, but there are a few things that I am wholly proud of. All right? I was thinking about driving it today, but recently I bought a car that was made in 1979. That car is older than me. I wasn't even born at that time. I don't even know if my parents were together at that time. But nonetheless, it is a car that I grew up with, you know, that I grew up looking at it and not necessarily admiring, but nowadays, it's an admirable car. And I feel very honored and very special driving something like that, and I enjoy it. You know, it doesn't look like anything that's on the road right now. And there are a lot of people that compliment the vehicle. I was driving it yesterday, and surprisingly, I was going down the road, and there were these two kids. They must have been in their mid, maybe late teens, just walking on a sidewalk on Reisterstown Road. And the one guy looked at me and shook his head and did, you know, one of these. And he was in his teens. And I was like, okay, well, thanks. I appreciate it. I go to the bank, and the teller, who happens to be a PK, I know her, she's the manager, said, "Okay, car, all right, pastor, that's very nice." You know, complimented me. You know, those compliments make you feel good, you know. Somebody compliments your purse, your outfit, you know, your shoes, whatever the case might be, your glasses, whatever the case might be. It makes you feel good, right? Now, imagine God and us being this object that he is highly proud of. If he can say of Job, "Did you see my guy? Did you see my servant Job?" And he doesn't stop there. He says, and how much he fears God. And there is no one on earth like Job. That's quite a high praise. This is God bragging on his servant. Yes. Amen. And now the Lord is saying that we are the object of his love, of his grace, through his beloved. You see, we have to stop and understand and comprehend and just take in, just absorb for just a moment that you are God's most valuable possession. You and I who have been bought at a high price by the blood of his Son, you are the objective of God's love. And this is God's goal for the elect, for that believer, that man, that woman, to be the praise of his glorious grace. Now, a similar expression of praise is also given after the description of the work that his Son did on the cross. I'm going to give you an example of that. Let me have Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to go back to the book of Ephesians. We're in the book of Matthew. Earlier we read verse 6. And we're just going to go down to verse 12. And I'll wait for a couple of amens. Amen. Are we there?
Yes.
All right, let's read. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. Let that sink in for just a moment. Please understand here who exactly we are for our God. That we who first trusted in Christ, that we should be the praise of His glory. Our God is glorious. Our God is magnificent. He is all-powerful. There is no one above our God. There is no one greater than our God. He is all-majestic. No one is able to stand, to withstand His glory. It is impossible. But just think about that. The praises of His glory. Who do you think that is? It's not the angels. It's not. It's not this wonderful, beautiful earth that represents His glory, so to speak. To sing and praise His glory. It's higher than that. It is you and I. Amen. I want to show you right now, verse 14. We're in verse 12. Let's jump down now to verse 14 that says this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory? It just never stops. You see, His glorious grace has been freely given to every single one of us. And one time, we chose to accept the ultimate sacrifice. We chose to accept the Lord Jesus in our hearts. And equally, you must also accept that you are the praises of His glory and nothing less. Absolutely nothing less. If you think of yourself any less than this, for one, you are robbing yourself, or you are allowing yourself to be robbed. Do not let the enemy play mind games in your head. Absolutely not. You see, here, whichever way you dice it, when we receive this inheritance, when we were redeemed by the Lord, automatically we became God's purchased possession that He loves. You know, if you receive something for free, opposed to you paying a high dollar amount, you're going to cherish that piece of equipment that you purchased at a high price, right? Does this make sense? There's nothing wrong with receiving something for free, and I cherish everything that people gift me, for example, or even that I might have earned. But when you spend your hard-earned money on something, you're going to make sure that the kids don't get to it, right? You're going to set it up nice and high. Man, that cost me a lot of money. If that gets messed up, I'm going to be a little bit ticked off, right? Imagine how God feels about you when He gave you, His Son, to die on a cross for our sins. And for one second, you think that you're not good enough, or that you're not worthy, or that you have failed, or that you are weak. This is the message tonight for the saints. His grace, His glorious grace, has been freely given to all of us. And we are His most prized possession. And the verb form is used in only one other time in the New Testament. And I want to show you that one other time so you could understand right now the verbiage that's being used for us. I want to bring your attention right now to Luke chapter 1, verse 28. I believe that all of us are familiar with this verse. This is the encounter that Mary had with an angel, and this angel called her something. This angel called her something, and that something is who we are for the Lord. Let me go ahead and have that, please. Let me have Luke chapter 1, verse 28. It says, "And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, who? Highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" You see there? This is the only time that this verbiage is being used besides Ephesians. It is right here. Highly favored one. Now, I would assume that my perspective on certain some things are different than Brother Chart. Different than, let's just say, Brother Matt. Let me use an example right now. What are you talking about? I could eat something that's very spicy, and then I share it with Brother Matt, and he's like, "Dude, this is not spicy at all." Totally different perspective. Or even Brother Mike, right? "It's just not spicy enough. Sorry." My nephews think they could tolerate some heat. And maybe they can, I don't know. I don't want to find out. But you notice the difference of perspective. Perspective. What else? My opinion about, tomatoes. I'm just going to come up with something. Might be one way, and it could be something completely different than yours. Better yet, here's a better example. Onions. There are some people who love onions, and other people that don't, right? To some people, doing the speed limit or 5 minutes or 5 miles above the limit is plenty fast. To others, it's plenty slow, right? Difference of perspective. To some people, being on a 16, let's say a 20-story building. You know those, have you ever been in a hotel, and it was a high-rise hotel, and you were almost at the very top in one of those rooms, and you look down, and you might say, "I'm pretty high right now," right? But then someone might say, "Well, I don't think that's high enough. Wait till you fly 9,000 to 10,000 feet on a 4-seater airplane. That is a little bit highish," right? Different of perspective, all right? Now, when God says, "Oh, highly favored one," how high is that? Is it your perspective high? It is beyond your imagination type of high. Favored one? This is how God sees every single one of you. And all of you who have accepted the Lord. This is the only other time that this word is used in the New Testament. You see, you have to understand that you are God's most prized possession, you and I. And I'm perfectly okay with being God's possession. I am perfectly fine being His property of the Lord. Literally, our opening verse in Ephesians 1:6, it suggests this: "To the praise of His glorious grace, which He graced to us." We receive. Can you put up that my opening verse, please? Perfect. Thank you. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made you and me accepted in the Beloved, literally means right now, to the grace that He has graced you and I with. And since salvation is God's grace, did you know that our salvation is the grace of God? Is a display of His grace? Every single one of us ought to praise the Lord continually. You see why I always say, when you come to the house of God and you come and you worship, worship with all you have, worship hard, give it all you've got. Because this is what the Lord wants. He wants our praises. He wants our hallelujahs. And that is why you were chosen. This is why I was chosen and you were chosen, every single one of us, to praise the name of the Lord, because we are the object of His glory, of His praise. Amen? I'm going to close here tonight with Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3, please. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and I with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. In who? In who? In Christ. Amen. You are blessed of the Lord, brothers and sisters. Don't forget that. You have everything. You are the one that He loves. This stresses the manifestation of God's love for His Son right now. God the Father loves His Son. And believers, you and I, being in the Son, are also the object of God's love. All of us. Amen? Amen? This is the message that I have for the saints tonight. By all means, yes, it is. The battle is already won Wednesday. Right now, I follow orders. And right now, I believe that the Lord is saying, hold on for just a moment. Please understand here tonight that the Lord loves you. He loves you more than you might even imagine. And the Lord is very proud of every single one of us, all who have accepted the sacrifice of the Son. Amen? You are God's most prized possession. Let's pray. Lord, we love You. Lord, we praise You. And we thank You, Lord, for this grace. We thank You, Lord, for this blessing that You have given us. We thank You, Lord, that You've given us this inheritance, that we could be with You, Lord, one day forever and reign with You, Lord, and rule with You. Thank You, Lord, so much for all that You do for us, Lord. Truly we say thank You. And I pray, Lord, that every single person here tonight and everyone who's watching right now online, may they know, may they understand that they are loved way beyond their comprehension. May they know, Lord, that they are prized by You, that they are cared for and nourished by You. May they also, Lord, feel Your love, feel Your compassion, Lord, on a one-on-one basis. I pray, Lord, for special visitation for every one of us, Lord, here tonight, and also, Lord, those watching right now online. We thank You, Lord, for this love. We thank You, Lord, for this grace. We thank You, Lord, that we belong to You. Thank You, Lord, so very much. Once again, Lord, we love You, and it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this wonderful word, and now we will collect the offering for the Lord Jesus. Me, I will follow. I love Jesus, He loves me. I love Him, He's my Savior. My songs come raging, He's my shelter. Wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, He loves me. I love, yes, I do. 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 Oh, I love, yes, I do. I love, Jesus. He loves me. Thanks, Sister Bessie. Please stretch your hands towards the offering. Lord, we thank you for you provide for all our needs. And we gladly give back to you, Lord Jesus. What is already yours, we're just returning. Father, receive and continue to bless your people amazingly. Bless them far above and beyond. And we thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen.